And the background music of Larry Rezavian is Out of Checks, Out of Town Checks, with our theme Musicians Come and Play wrapping up right there. Means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of Central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany 105.5, and now HD2 on your radio dial, and now 107.7 on the FM dial. Three different ways that you can get KASM. And of course, the fourth way is to go on the computer and Google mychasm.com. And yes, click on the icon Stream Music, Stream Online Music. And so four great ways to get KASM. And of course, that online streaming, you can get that anywhere in the world. So we get lots of phone calls from folks down south in southern Minnesota, southern United States, all saying that they're listening to KASM, and that's great to hear. Well, it is our 160th program here of Musicians Come and Play program. We have our guest on the line, and we're going to go to the phone line right now and bring in Barefoot Becky. Becky Livermore, and how are you doing this morning, Becky?
I'm very well.
Awesome. You're sounding great. The levels are good. So, you're at home, you said. Home is where for Becky?
Home is just south of Mount Vernon, Iowa.
Awesome. Out in the country, on the farm?
Out in the country, yep.
Out in the country, awesome.
Yeah.
And so, how long have you been there? Is that where you're born and raised?
Yeah, pretty much all my life. Been right out here on Ivanhoe Road.
So. Okay. Haven't strayed too far then. All right.
No.
And married to Terry now, Terry with Red Ball Productions. So you guys are
busy
people, huh?
Yeah, we just got back from two nights up in New Glarus, Wisconsin. They kind of have a dance and dine hotel, motel, restaurant, and always have a good time up there. We just pulled in the drive, and here we are.
Roger Bright country over there, huh?
Yes.
And tell me, I'm already getting sidetracked, but was Roger Bright one of your idols, or did you favor his music or follow it at all?
Yeah, I did. He always used to come down in our area when I was a little kid. I can remember dancing to him. And in fact, I think we had his band at one of our either 5th or 10th band anniversary dances, did a polka fest with us. So, yeah, a huge influence on me on the music. So.
Yeah, and he would be because he was a great accordion player as well, was he not?
Yes. Had a good band.
You bet. Well, for folks that don't know a lot about you, Becky, can you give us a quick little synopsis how you got started? I mean, were you born with that accordion on your arms, or did you learn it at a few years later?
Well, yeah, almost. My folks always took all of us as a family, all of my brothers and sisters, I have one brother, one sister, went to dances when I was little before we could walk, and we learned how to dance after we slept on the coach, you know, and dances were still 9 to 1, and we learned how to dance, and then I got interested in the music, so I'd sit mostly by the stage and watch the musicians. And it happened that our neighbor owned a polka band, Ed Ulch and the Jolly Bohemians.
Oh, yes.
And we'd always go over there because our family knew them real well. And I would always, when I was 10, I started taking accordion lessons. I got interested in that. My aunt had an accordion. She didn't really know how to play it, but I was just fascinated with it. And so I started taking lessons, and I'd go over to Ed's house and told him, hey, I want to be in your polka band. Well, shoot, I'm only about 8 years old, you know, and he, 8 or 10, you know, and he said, well, when you get good enough, you can play in my polka band. Well, when I was 12, he called, so I started playing with him when I was just 12 years old up through middle school and high school, and then he wanted to retire, and I said, hey, I'm not ready to be done yet, so I'll buy your library of music, and I did that, and I renamed the band, and in 1988, we formed Barefoot. Well, it was just Becky and the Ivanhoe Dutchman. I always went Barefoot, but the people made it into the Barefoot thing more than I did.
I just
always went Barefoot, and people would see that I had painted toenails and rings on my toes, you know, and they said, oh, Barefoot Becky, just kind of had a ring to it. So now it's just kind of become a thing.
Oh, sure, sure.
And here we are today.
Wow, and that is great. So started out with how big a band then, the Ivanhoe Dutchman?
It was a five-piece group. We never went any smaller. It was always the five of us.
Okay.
With a tuba and drums, two horns, and myself.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't until, I'd say probably 1998, that we started to do more combo work.
Oh, yes.
Just because if you want to play anymore, you kind of got to be able to...
be versatile.
You know, downsize.
Yeah.
And play a more of a variety of music. And this is what Terry and I do for a living now. The last, over 10 years now is what we do for a living.
Ah, okay.
It's been, just a very fun time.
Uh-huh. Now, you mentioned a brother and sister. Older or younger?
Older.
Older?
A baby in the family, yep.
Okay.
My brother's about 6 years older. My sister's about... 4 years older, I think.
Okay. And any music in those guys?
No. My whole family is not really a musical family. I have some distant cousins that used to play banjo and accordion at our family reunions. But that's the only musicians I can think of that run in my family.
Okay, so you got it all. Well, that's all right.
I guess so.
And you did well with what you got, so that is awesome. Now, on a more somber note, is your folks, are they still with us, or have they passed
yep.
on? They are. Awesome.
Still with us and still follow us to a lot of the local dances that we play.
Really? And what are their names?
Marvin and Verna.
Okay, very good. And they live near you, or where do they reside?
Yep, right next door, actually.
Really? Wow, so you get to see them frequently.
Yeah.
That's pretty special.
We come along when we can.
All right. So where did you discover Terry?
Oh, through the music. You know, you just get to know different musicians, and that's kind of how we met. And really through Ed's band, the Jolly Bohemians. There's about 10 years difference. So when he was in high school, I was still dancing with my daddy,
Sure.
He was playing with his best friend with Ed, and then he kind of went through the ranks, and then I kind of went through the ranks, and, we just kind of got to know each other, so.
Things happen. There you go. That's awesome. Well, without dwelling too much on the past, we do have to dwell on the future and the immediate. And, of course, the big news is you guys have released a new CD.
Yeah, and it's funny that you would mention Roger Bright, because that CD probably has a lot of flavorings of the Slovenian style.
Uh-huh.
A lot of Yankovic tunes on it. Just came out at Christmas time, so it's not too terribly old.
Mm-hmm.
And, but it's our four-piece group with the drums, myself on the accordion, Terry on the banjo and guitar, and then our electric bass player.
Okay.
So a lot of polkas and waltzes, or it's all polkas and waltzes, and Slovenian style. So.
And so the
Roger Bright influence in there.
And so the four members, of course, are you and Terry, and then and Terry, of course, does all the horn work, I would assume.
Yep, but on that particular album, there's no horns.
No horns. Okay.
All Slovenian.
Okay.
So he's just banjo guitar on this album.
Okay.
And our drummer, Craig Ebel, played drums on this one.
Yeah, I was going to say, Mr. Drums, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Yes, and he played with Roger for some time also.
He did.
And he lives up in the cities, and when we play up in Minneapolis area, he does a lot of the drum work with us at dance jobs. So he did that album, and then our local... Tom Plummer, good tuba man, but this album, again, it's Slovenian style, so he did the electric bass.
Sure.
On this album. Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to dwell on Craig a little bit, because I know Craig very well, and I don't know, is there a better drummer, polka drummer out there than Craig?
He is very, very good.
Oh, he is. He
and
is.
He's good at all styles. I mean, he's got his own Polish band as well. And
yeah.
He's great on Slovenian, Dutchman. It's all there. So, yeah.
You bet.
And just a nice guy to work with, really.
You bet. Now, you do work with some other drummers. We had Mark Leachy on the program here a few weeks back.
Yeah.
And
he's a while back, probably, I don't know, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, time gets away. But he did probably a couple years or a couple seasons worth of steady drumming with us.
So, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, gone through, we're in our 28th year with the band now, so we've gone through a lot of musicians.
Absolutely, and that's the life of the music world. Nothing stays the same. People are at different ages, and they come and go. Pass on, and... So if we're still here, you have to work with who's available, and that's the way life is. We had another one of your musicians that I think that was on the trip with you down south over the winter, Cedric Soley.
Yeah.
We had
Cedric Soley.
Yes.
Good old tuba man. Yes.
Another story,
yes,
huh?
A lot of. Yep. Yes. He does a lot of the big road trips again, because when you travel, anybody that has a job normally can't go with you. So
sure.
You gotta get some of these retired guys, and he still plays very well, and it's just he's a lot of fun to have, and so we use him.
We picked that up from his interview that he was really thrilled to be with you guys, and just a colorful guy.
He is. He truly is.
And it's fun. I would think it would have to be fun for, like, you to get these people, because they come with so much history. I mean, he's played with a lot of the big-name bands from way back, huh?
Yes, he has. Fez Fritchie, and I don't know, he could probably name a lot more than I could. But
it is
fun to travel with these guys, because, you know, they're just a lot of fun. And that's half of it with the traveling. You know, it's nice to have good musicians, but, you know, if they're not good road material and don't want to have a good time on the road, it's a long trip.
Well,
he's a lot of fun on the road.
And folks know what we're talking about here, because you guys came up into our area a few years back. You did the big concert for Merle Felling up here at Sox Center, and you kind of stole the show there. I mean, we've had some good bands come in here. I think you are just about by far the most popular one coming in.
Well, thank you. That was a fun time. It really was.
It was
always fun going into new territory to people that you don't get to play for live, you know.
And you bet.
It's nice to meet them, and yeah.
Well, and good.
That's part of the reason we do what we do, is I enjoy the traveling and in the different places, different faces. It's like a big family reunion.
All right. Well, Becky, we're going to continue this in just a moment. If we can take a break, I'll read the ad for their sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, then we'll come back with you, if that's all right.
Sounds good.
All right. So the St. Joe Meat Market, the home of fresh meats, award-winning sausages, reminding you to stop by each and every Friday and Saturday. Patronize our fine local charitable organizations who host the cookouts out in front of the St. Joe Meat Market. Organizations like the St. Joe Lions, the St. Joe Lady, Y2K Lions, the Knights of Columbus, Sons of the Legion, and others, all volunteering their time and talent, cooking up those great entrees on the grill. Hamburger patties, brats, hot dogs, and more, each organization in their own special way. All proceeds from these sales are usually returned right back to the community. Hats off to all of you for a job well done. This weekend on Friday and Saturday, July the 8th and 9th, it will be the St. Joe Lions. Come out and roar just a little bit and socialize with the Lions while enjoying a brat and a beverage for a reasonable fee. The brat of the week this week is the smoked tater tot hot dish brat, starting with a nice blend of pork and beef with corn, peas, and carrots, cream of mushroom soup, hash browns, cheddar cheese, all added in, seasoned to perfection to give you that nice sensation of eating a good tater tot hot dish. Stock up with plenty when friends and family drop by. As always, take 30 cents off each package at the checkout counter all week long in limited quantities. The St. Joe Meat Market open daily Monday through Thursday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., Friday nights till 7 and Saturdays till 5, closed on Sunday. And as always, for more in-store specials, like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, or call 320-363-4913. That's the St. Joe Meat Market. And Becky, for being our guest on the program, and you know how this works, I look back in the book. You were number 42. That's how long ago it's been since we had you on the show. Back on.
We're at 160 today.
160 today. So that was back on February 2nd of 2014. We had you on. But at any rate, we send you out that nice meat package. You got the last one. And I hope that you and Terry enjoy it in good health. How's that for you?
Absolutely loved it.
Ah, good. That's wonderful. Well, any rate, we were talking about this new CD now, and you call it a box blend, a Barefoot Becky. Tell us a little bit about the thought pattern that went into all of this.
About the what? I'm sorry. I didn't
hear about the CD, the new recording?
Yeah. It's Slovenian style, so it does feature the accordion, and that's why we called it a box blend. And it's just a lot of songs that I have just kind of dug up in the Yankovic style. A lot of them are the Yankovic tunes. Just songs that have kind of caught my ear over the years, and we've been playing them at a lot of our dances. Get a lot of requests for them, so we thought we better make an album. And something a little different, I think the most similar album to this one is probably our Collections album that we made in, I'm going to say 2002, 2003 kind of time frame. So it was time to do another Slovenian style because we, you know, we have the full band does the German and the Czech music, more of the, I hate to say the oompa sound, but that's the best way to describe it with the tuba. And we also do a lot of work without the tuba, and we just have the accordion and get into a different style of music. So it was time to put this out. So
very good.
Hopefully everybody enjoys it. Yeah.
Well, folks can't see. I mean, we're talking here, but obviously on the radio you can't see. But a very nice picture on the cover features you kind of kneeling down with your accordion, and of course exposing your bare foot. So that by design, I'm sure that was very ingenious. Now your accordion, it's a Baldoni.
Yeah, I've been playing Baldonis probably since 1998.
Okay.
That's when I needed, we downsized and started doing some combo work, and that's when I started playing the MIDI bass. I always knew how to play the bass side of the accordion, but we always had a tuba, so you never needed to hear it, but so we had to get all the electronics in the MIDI, and I needed a new accordion to do that, and I just kind of started talking to guys like Steve Meisner that uses them, and he kind of turned me towards Baldoni, and I like this American polka. It plays well, it sounds well, and it's nice and light for an accordion. You know, I stand up and play, so 4 hours is a long time to hold that accordion.
Oh, no kidding. How much does accordion weigh? How much does yours weigh?
Well, this one is around 23, 24 pounds, and for a full-size MIDI accordion, that's fairly light. It's the lightest one that I've been able to find.
Oh, my goodness.
You can run up to 40 pounds with some of these accordions. And
really?
For me, way too heavy. Yeah.
Yeah, and you think about what that is. I mean, just pick up like a bag of softener salt or one of those, and carry that around for a half hour. Yeah.
Right.
So that's what you do. So pretty neat.
Yeah. You bet.
I thought in listening to the CD that there's a little flavor of south of the border there. I mean, you've got El Rio Drive. You've got.
Yes. I'm sorry. I forgot. I've forgotten what I put on the album already. Yes, El Rio Drive, a Vern Meisner tune. It's a good tune, so we needed to put that on. Also, I have my dad singing on it.
Okay.
I've done this 20 years ago, but time gets away from you. My dad, I guess maybe the most musical part of my family, my dad would always sing little songs to me when I was little. And I would always bug him to sing them until I learned them, and he was so patient with me. And my dad, for a maybe 5 or 6 years of his life, from like when he was 4 years old until 9 or 10, he lived down in Brazil, Sao Paulo, Brazil. And so he learned Portuguese, and he'd always sing these little Portuguese songs when I was little.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know what? I need to have Dad sing a song with me. And so we did INL Rancho Grande. So my dad's singing on the CD.
Oh, that's really neat. Yeah, I heard that one. That's awesome.
Yeah. So the people that know my folks and see them dancing out there on the floor, you know, they have no idea that Dad spoke Portuguese and sang some songs and stuff. So they kind of get a thrill out of it. They say, oh, gee, you got to get the CD with Dad singing on. So
absolutely.
Yep.
Now, off the top of your head, do you know how many CDs you have available these days, Becky?
6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. I'm going to say 10?
Okay.
9 or 10.
I'm just looking here how many I have. I've got 3, 6, 7, 8, 9 of them here. So I must be missing a couple of them but, that I don't have with me here today. But I know you have a very good gospel CD out. Enjoy that one very much. We play that a lot here at the station. And so that's very good. Yes, your collections one, my wife just enjoys that one, La-di-da polka. So good.
Yep.
So
thank you.
You bet. Some of the musicians, accordion players over the years, I mean, did you really like follow Myron Florin or Frankie Yankovic or anybody besides Roger Bright?
Yeah, Oh, yes. Myron Florin, Frankie, those were, I saw Myron Florin live many times. Never got to meet Frankie Yankovic, but my mom had a lot of albums by Frankie Yankovic.
Okay.
Also, a concertina player, Carl Hartwick, was a big influence on me.
Okay.
Did a lot of styling. Kind of interesting. A lot of people a long time ago said, geez, your accordion sounds like a concertina. Well, it's just the style that I played.
Uh-huh.
Because Carl played that style as concertina.
Uh-huh.
And Mom had also a lot of records from Dean Hansen, Ernie Kuchera over in Nebraska, and Ray Dorschner's Rainbow Valley Dutchman. Mom had a lot of his old albums. So
sure.
A lot of influences from a lot of different musicians and bands, not just the accordion players, but concertina players, just good old-time music. So.
That's awesome. And let's give a plug out to your husband there, Terry. He does a fantastic job with the studio, huh?
Yes. He has always loved, you know, the electronics and the recording and the engineering part of it. And it's very nice just to go down in the basement of our house. That's where the studio is. And he's wonderful. He's very good at what he does. And he's done all of our albums.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
That's great. And I've run into a lot of folks that have used you guys for recording. Dale Damon, of course, is one, and I know there's lots more, and they speak so highly of you guys. What a great job you do.
Well, thank you. I'll say thank you from Terry, because I have no hand in it. Terry just tells me where to lay the cords and put the microphones. He does all the magic. So.
But you wind up... I think you're sitting there, and these bands come in, and all of a sudden they say, hey, we need this part, because I see Becky Livermore's name on more recordings than I can remember.
Well, okay, I might do a little more than just lay chords down. If somebody needs some help, I could try. I don't mind singing or sitting in or playing. Yeah, I have been on a few people's albums.
Well,
it's always fun.
I picked up a Coppersmith album the other day, a CD, and all of a sudden there was your name, Frank Melmer and the Coppersmiths from back in those days. So
that was a wonderful experience, playing probably 3 or 4 or 5 years with Frank. It was kind of back in the early 90s, I guess they'd say, or maybe mid-90s, I can't quite remember, but it was just before our band really started taking off and playing full-time, and it was just a pleasure to be able to play with a full band, you know, with
sure.
the horn section and the drums and the tuba, and the accordion played more of a different role. It was in our band, you know, I'd have to say the accordion probably plays a major role, and with the combo that we do, the accordion
sure.
plays all the music. But with Frank's band, I call it the bucker. I'm the bucker of the band. I just play the chords, and once in a while I have a solo, but it's all about the horns.
Oh,
with
yes.
band. And a true, wonderful experience. To you know, reading music again, and not that I don't with our band, but I don't know, you just kind of get so used to playing the, you know, some of the same songs with your own band. So it was just a pleasure musically, a great experience playing.
Sure.
With
well, that's very good. So you said this is full-time work for you guys. So do you maintain a website and information for folks that want to know more about you?
They can look us up at www.barefootbecky.com.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a Facebook page. Just plug in Barefoot Becky's Ivanhoe Dutchman, and we pop up there. And we have a toll-free number, 877-499-7133, if you want to call and order, because not everybody has Internet access.
Sure.
If you need a schedule or CDs or something, give us a holler, and we'll get her sent out to you.
You bet.
And also we have email, polkabecky@aol.com.
Okay.
All kinds of ways to get a hold of us.
Absolutely.
We're not home much, so.
I can believe that. Yeah, I was just that was leading me to my next question, and I was just going to interject that you're very good at keeping me supplied with CDs, so folks can always get a hold of me if they want some great music there, Barefoot Becky music. But talking about schedule, what is things looking like these next couple months or couple weeks, whatever you can ramble off the top of your head?
Busy, but kind of a relaxing busy for us. Sometimes we're out, you know, 4 or 5 times a week,
mm-hmm.
4 days in a row. But this time, we, like I said, we just got back from New Glarus, Wisconsin from 2 nights, and we have today off. And then 4th of July, we're up in Fairmont, Minnesota for their mm-hmm. Heritage Fest. And then Wednesday, we play locally here in a town called Solon, Iowa, for just a concert in the park.
Mm-hmm.
And Friday, we're at the Ronneberg Restaurant in Amana, just Terry and I. We kind of do a Terry and Becky show or a restaurant, and they have a family-style German meal, and then we play a couple of hours. And then Sunday, we're down locally in Davenport, Iowa, just an hour from us, playing for a polka club dance, our three-piece group.
Very good, very good.
Staying pretty busy, yeah.
Well, our time has just about run out, but I usually ask, and I don't remember what I asked you or what you told me the last time, but any memorable moments in your career that you might share with the listeners, good, bad, or otherwise, experiences or awards or anything like that that you care to mention?
Oh, I'm trying to think.
Get stuck in any snowstorms or...
We don't even want to talk about
don't
that.
Don't want to go there, huh? You guys usually go south for the winter.
Yes, we do. Yeah, that's always a lot of fun. I'm just trying to think of, there's probably lots of stories and just nothing comes to my mind.
That's all right. Didn't mean to catch you off guard there, but...
Not a problem.
Yeah.
After we hang up, then I'll think of it.
Yeah. Well, Becky, it's been so much fun having you on the program. I want to take this opportunity to thank you again, very especially for taking time out on a Sunday like this. We sure do appreciate it. And I told you last time, good Lord willing, we'll do this again. And you and I are both here, and absolutely it worked out. 120-some shows later, here we are. So we'll plan for that again sometime.
Sounds good.
All right. So you guys have a great afternoon, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Take care.
All right. And there she goes, Barefoot Becky. Becky Livermore out of Mount Vernon, Iowa. Our 160th guest here on a Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM.